Federal funding cuts have hit an Oklahoma City nonprofit. Senator James Lankford was greeted with protest and praise at a bookstore. And an update on a tribal nation seeking to open a new casino. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, April 28th. I'm Deborah Ashar. An Oklahoma City nonprofit focused on reducing gun violence has lost federal funding. Live Free OKC says the U.S. Department of Justice terminated a $2 million three-year grant. Live Free co-founder Jess Eddy told KFOR-TV the funding was going to be used to expand the group's community violence intervention program.
We just hired new staff, just got them trained, so it's a big hit. We are optimistic that our local governments, that our community partners are going to step up.
Eddy says they are not considering staff layoffs at this time. Live Free OKC launched in 2023 with the goal of addressing the root causes of trauma and the cycle of gun violence in Oklahoma City. The future of Heartland Flyer passenger rail service between Fort Worth and Oklahoma City is uncertain. Louisa Clausen reports Texas lawmakers removed funding for the train from their state budget.
Amtrak's Heartland Flyer could lose its daily service as early as June unless Texas restores its $2.6 million annual contribution. The train saw a 14% jump in ridership last year and connects college students, tourists, and daily commuters across a 206-mile route in OKC and Fort Worth. Supporters say the service generates more than $18 million in economic benefits for cities along the corridor. At a rail conference earlier this month, Trinity Metro CEO Richard Andreski called the train a vital interstate option and urged residents to press lawmakers to protect it. Budget negotiations are ongoing. Oklahoma, which covers more than half of the Flyer's operating costs, plans to continue its support. In Stillwater, I'm Louisa Clausen.
Late last week, protesters gathered outside of Oklahoma City's Full Circle Bookstore as U.S. Senator James Lankford signed books inside. Grayson Wheeler was there.
About 100 protesters stood along Northwest Expressway holding signs and chanting their displeasure with Lankford. Inside, around the same number of people stood in a line snaking through the store to get copies of his book, Turnaround, signed. Some say they were there to commend the senator and encourage him to, quote, hold the line. Others bought a book just for the chance to tell Lankford they were disappointed with his handling of issues, like recent government cuts and deportations. Full Circle Events Coordinator Steven Zoller says that's the idea.
I'm a believer in the central ethos of the store, which is giving everyone a voice and creating a environment where you might encounter people that you disagree with.
Zoller says the store is committed to providing a space where public officials can be accessible to the public, and he wants guests to feel welcomed and cared for whether they come with protest or praise. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The United Kituwa Band of Indians has crossed another hurdle in their fight to open a new casino in Tahlequah. Katie Hallam reports.
Back in January, the U.S. Department of Interior ruled the UKB had equal rights to the Cherokee Nation's reservation, granting them the ability to rebuild their casino. The original establishment shut down 12 years ago after the Cherokee Nation sued, claiming the UKB had no legal right to the land. Now, the National Indian Gaming Commission has approved the tribe's gaming ordinance, or rules, for the future casino, checking off another item on their to-do list. UKB attorney and delegate to Congress Victoria Holland touted the accomplishment.
This is a big step for us, and we're hopeful to get those opportunities so that we can provide more services for our members.
The current plan is to rebuild the casino at its original location. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and while you're there, we invite you to sign up for KGOU's recently rebranded Radioactive newsletter, featuring station news, upcoming events, ticket giveaways, and more. Subscribe at kgou.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.